What he did, no child of that age could do. No child of less than a year, not yet walking by himself, could have such clear understanding of his danger that he would know to do the things that Bean did. Children that age often climbed out of their cribs, but they did not hide in a toilet tank for hours and then come out alive and ask for help. I can call it a miracle all I want, but I have to understand it. They use the dregs of the earth in those organ farms. Bean has such extraordinary gifts that he could only have come from extraordinary parents. And yet for all her research during the months that Bean lived with her, she had never found a single kidnapping that could possibly have been Bean. No abducted child. Not even an accident from which someone might have taken a surviving infant whose body was therefore never found. That wasn't proof. Not every baby that disappeared left a trace of his life in the newspapers, and not every newspaper was archived and available for a search on the nets. But Bean had to be the child of parents so brilliant that the world took note of them, didn't he? Could a mind like his come from ordinary parents? Was that the miracle from which all other miracles flowed? No matter how much Sister Carlotta tried to believe it, she could not. Bean was not what he seemed to be. He was in battle school now, and there was a good chance he would end up someday as the commander of a great fleet. But what did anyone know about him? Was it possible that he was not a natural human being at all? That his extraordinary intelligence had been given him not by God, but by someone or something else? There was the question. If not God, then who could make such a child? Sister Carlotta buried her face in her hands. Where did such thoughts come from? After all these years of searching, why did she have to keep doubting the one great success she had? "We have seen the beast of Revelation," she said silently. "The bugger, the formic monster bringing destruction to the earth, just as prophesied. We have seen the beast. And long ago Mazer Rackham and the human fleet, on the brink of defeat, slew that great dragon. But it will come again, and St. John the Revelator said that when it did, there would be a prophet who came with him. No, no. Bean is good, a good-hearted boy. He is not any kind of devil, not the servant of the beast. Just a boy of great gifts that God may have raised up to bless this world in the hour of its greatest peril. I know him as a mother knows her child. I am not wrong. Yet when she got back to her room, she set her computer to work, searching now for something new, for reports from or about scientists who had been working, at least 5 years ago, on projects involving alterations in human DNA. And while the search program was querying all the great indexes on the nets and sorting their replies into useful categories, Sister Carlotta went to the neat little pile of folded clothing waiting to be washed. She would not wash it, after all. She put it in a plastic bag, along with Bean's sheets and pillowcase, and sealed the bag. Bean had worn this clothing, slept on this bedding. His skin was in it, small bits of it, a few hairs, maybe enough DNA for a serious analysis. He was a miracle, yes, but she would find out just what the dimensions of this miracle might be. For her ministry had not been to save the children of the cruel streets of the cities of the world. Her ministry had been to help save the one species made in the image of God. That was still her ministry. And if there was something wrong with the child she had taken into her heart as a beloved son, she would find out about it and give warning.